This weekend marks the last hurrah for a slew of dancers at Seattle's Pacific Northwest Ballet. The company says goodbye to its reigning diva, Carla Corbis, as well as to four young members of the Corps de Ballet. And soloist Keon Gaines will also give his last performance after 15 seasons with the Seattle Dance Company. Keon came late to ballet.
You know, I didn't start ballet until I was 12. And I got hired at PMB when I was 19. So in the span of 7 years, there was a lot of improvement.
Keon Gaines has been an audience favorite during his time with PNB, but recently a series of injuries sidelined him, so he decided last fall that this would be his last season as a dancer. Every professional ballet dancer knows the career cannot last forever. It's just too demanding physically. But Gaines says he started planning for retirement almost as soon as PNB hired him in 2001. You can give the credit or lay the blame on his mother.
When I started dancing and I told her I was going to do this professionally, you know, her first thought was, well, what else are you going to do?
His mom will be in the audience next week when Keon Gaines receives his diploma from Seattle University. He's the second PNB company dancer to graduate from a special academic partnership between the ballet company and Seattle University. PNB dancers can take classes after rehearsals, and those classes are paid for in part by dancer salaries and audience contributions. Gaines first heard about this program 12 years ago.
And so I said, I'll take a class and I'll see how it goes. And we'll see how this road goes, because it might be too much to do school and dance and choreograph and everything else I was doing. And so I didn't know if that was going to exactly be the right fit for me, but it was always on the back of my mind that college was something that I definitely needed to do.
So you decided that you were going to start taking these classes pretty early on.
Yeah, I was 21 when I started taking the SU classes.
How old are you now?
I'm 33.
So it's taken you 12 years. You are actually graduating.
I'm actually graduating on June 14th, finally.
So you were going to school and doing all this, but you also, pretty much for years, most of the time you've been here, have been making dances. You've been choreographing. Yeah. So was part of your brain thinking, well, I'll just be a choreographer?
You know, I entertained that idea of being a freelance choreographer after my career only for about 5 minutes. You know, it's a difficult industry to break into. You know, there really aren't that many jobs to be had as a freelance choreographer. And the other option is starting your own company, which is something that I actually don't feel like I'm ready for at this point in my life. And so I was like, I need to actually figure this out and figure out what else I can do. How can I stay in the studio?
So here you are, because of your mother, and making these plans, working for years on this college degree while you're still dancing. When did it hit you that the end was going to come maybe sooner than you had thought it might?
Probably when I turned 30. That's when the first kind of feelings about retirement started coming up. You know, at one point I think I had said, I'm going to dance till I'm 35 and then I'm going to stop. And, you know, that's a lot of things. That's me wanting to be in control of my own career. You know, I wanted to be the one to make the decision when I wanted to stop dancing. And also, I wanted to look my best when I was done dancing. You know, and no one wants to finish and feel like, oh, you know, I had my peak and then I was kind of just sliding out. So, you know, I really wanted my retirement to be on my own terms. And, you know, I've dealt with injuries and I've been out a lot. And so, you know, I felt moving it back a couple of years was actually a good decision.
You had a pretty serious surgery a couple of years ago, right?
I've had 3 surgeries in the past 4 years. My entire soloist career has been plagued with surgeries.
So there you are, practical. I want to go out looking good. I'm moving this back, you know, to 33. Here I am. That's one thing to logically make that decision. Emotionally, what did that feel like?
You know, so I said the feelings started coming up at about 30. It took me about 2 years to actually say the words out loud, that, okay, I'm going to retire. And then, you know, it took another year for me to actually say, okay, this is actually going to happen. It's very emotional. And, you know, I have periods of what I call the ballet sads, where I get sad and then I get happy and I get sad and I get happy. You know, I think these next couple of weeks are going to be very emotional for me. And every time someone says, oh, you're retiring this year, I kind of have a moment where I'm like, are they talking about me? Is it me? Am I really retiring? So, I mean, like, part of me feels like it hasn't really hit me that, like, this is the end, because I'm still in it and I'm still dancing and doing it. But I think that as we start to wind down this season, it will become more real. But also, I wanted to have a life after dance as well. I didn't want to end my career and not be able to walk or you know, be able to move around and be active and be physical, because I'm a person that has a lot of energy. I like to be doing stuff and moving around and choreographing. And I just said, if I keep putting my body through this rigorous rehearsals and performances like this, then there's not going to be much left after.
So on June 14th, I'm assuming you're going to put on a cap and gown and walk across the stage.
Absolutely. I'll be walking across the stage at Key Arena on June 14th. Mom will be here. My aunt will be here. And so it's going to be fantastic. They're going to be so proud.
They're going to be proud for another reason, too. He was getting an award as having the highest GPA in his major. Pacific Northwest Ballet soloist Keon Gaines will give his final performances this weekend at McCaw Hall. But he's not quite ready to leave the ballet company. Gaines will teach at the PNB School, and he'll continue to make new dances. Audiences will see one of his ballets on the November bill.